Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Devananda and Pund, after Lord Garanga met on the road, Devananda returned to his house, and he, although he's a great sadhu, recognized by the public, he was ignored by Lord Chaitanya. Vaishnavara kripai se pai Vishambar bhakti vina japa tapa akinchit kar. Vishambar can be attained only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Without bhakti, one's chanting and austerities are meaningless. Chanting the Lord's name and performing austerities without being inclined to the Lord's service are simply useless labor. Without the mercy of the Lord's servants, an inclination for the Lord's service cannot be awakened. This Vaishnava Kripa is so important. You never get the desire to serve unless you associate with devotees, because one of the main things they do is engage you in service. And Prabhu, can you help me paint this Jagannath's card? Oh, okay. Vaishnavara Tani Jara Haya Aparad Krishna Kripa Haileo Tara Prema Vad. If one commits an offense against a Vaishnava, even after attaining the mercy of Krishna, his attainment of love of God is checked. With the mercy of Vaishnava, we get the opportunity to render service, serve Krishna. When we serve Krishna, we get Krishna's mercy. But while we're serving Krishna after receiving mercy of Vaishnava, and we're on the road to Bhava and Prema, if on that path of Bhakti Marg, then we have, like, if we offend some other Vaishnava, then we will check our progress on the pathway of prema. The influence of nama parad, the offender is unable to worship Krishna. Even though others perceive that such people are receiving the Lord's mercy by making a show of chanting the holy names, the Supreme Lord is never pleased with those who are averse to the devotees. This is why of the 10 offenses to avoid in chanting holy names, blasphemy of devotees is the first one to be given up. That's number one. He's making it a sequence. That's if you don't cross over that one, then forget about the rest of them. Inattentiveness, that's the 11th one. And preaching to the faithless and committing sinful activities and strength the holy name and all these others. Ami nahi bali e vedera vacham. Sakshateya kahi jache shachira nandan. These are not my words, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. This is the statement of the Vedas, Veda Vacham. And Sachinandan also personally declared this. Jai shachira garve gora chandravatar Vaishnava parara purva achila tanhar. Mother Shachi, in whose womb Gaurachandra appeared, Garba Gaurachandra Avatar, she once made an offense to a Vaishnava. Jagan Mata Shachi Devi, she herself offended a Vaishnava. So it's not so easy not to offend a Vaishnava. The Mother of God. You think, well, if you carry God in your womb, then everything must become purified. If God sucks your breast, then certainly you must get... People just saw Lord Chaitanya's praying sarup, his beautiful form, and heard his chanting by his prema, his love, and his beauty, his sandarya rupam, and his praying prabhava. People immediately became pure devotees just by seeing him. Now, when those people saw Lord Chaitanya became transformed in the pure bhakti, went back to their villages and told what they had seen, then those people that saw Lord Chaitanya, they became pure devotees by that effect. But now Lord Chaitanya is not only seeing the pure devotee, but feeding him and touching him and everything, and she made an offense. Just see. And she made an offense to Advaita Prabhu. Because of this, Shachi was not able to attain love of God, even though she loved Lord Chaitanya. It's an interesting point. She must have loved her son. Every mother does. But that's not love of God, that's her son. Interesting point, but this is the story. Apane se aparara prabhu guchaya mayere delina prema sabashikaya. Gauranga Prabhu just bestowed ecstatic love on his mother only after ensuring that she was relieved of that offense. He bhara adbhuta kata shuna savadane vaishnava parade guche ihara shravane. Listen carefully, Savadan, to this adbhuta kata. Wonderful topic. For by hearing the narration, one will be freed from offenses to the Vaishnavas. Hegdin Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar Uttayavi Vasila Vishnu Kattara Upar. One day, Gauranga Sundar climbed on the throne of Vishnu. He climbed up in the Singhasan. Nija Murti Shila Sabar Kari Nija Kole. Kole means the lap. No. Maybe. Apane Prakashe Gaurachandra Kutuhale. Gaurachandra took all his forms as Shalagram Shilas on his lap and joyfully revealed himself. Muni Kali Juge Krishna Muni Narayan Muni Rama Rupe Kailun Sagara Bandan. In Kali Yuga, I am Krishna, I am Narayan. In the form of Rama, I built a bridge over the ocean. Shutiya Achilam Kira Sagar Vitar Mora Nidra Bangileka Nada Rahunkare. I was sleeping in the ocean of milk, but my sleep was broken by the loud Hunkara. Nada's Hunkara. Nada is the name for Advaitacharya because he's Narayan. So he called him Nada. Nada is a rolled T. Narda. 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 You know, Narda. Narda. So he's like, he's calling Advaita Nara, basically. Hey, Nara! Because he's Mahavishnu, Narayana. Hey, Ma! Hey, Nara! Prema Bhakti Vilayite Amara Prakash Maga Maga Ara Nara Maga Srinivas. I descended to distribute love of God. Prema Bhakti Prakash. Oh, Nara! O Srinivas, ask for some benediction. Deki Mahaparakasha Nityanandarai Tattakshane Tuli Chatra Dharila Matai. On seeing the Lord's divine manifestation, Nityananda Prabhu immediately held an umbrella over the Lord's head. Chatra Dharila Matai. Bamadike Garadhara Tambula Jogai Charitike Bhaktagana Chamaradulai. From the left of the Lord, Gadadhar offered betel nuts. Devotees on all sides fed the Lord with chamaras. Chamara dulai bhaktagan charitike. Bhakti joga vilaya goranga maheshwara janhara jahate priti laya sevara. As Gauranga distributed pure devotional service, the devotees asked for the benedictions according to their desires. Desire. Kehale mora bap bharo dushitamati tara chitta bhala hoile mora avyahati. Someone said, my father is sinful, dushitamati. I will be relieved if his heart changes. Chitta bhala hoile mora avyahati. Please change his chitta, my husband's a badmash. Keha Mage Guru Prati, Keha Shishya Prati, Keha Putra, Keha Patni, Jara Jata Rati. According to their respective attachments, someone requested a benediction for his guru, someone asked for a benediction for his student, someone for his son, and someone for his wife. Putra Patni, Shishya Prati, Guru Prati. When Lord Gaurasundara displayed his divine manifestation, various persons requested benedictions for their offensive guru, offensive son, offensive disciple, or offensive wife. In other words, when various persons prayed for devotional service for their loved ones, the Lord awarded them the suitable benedictions. Bhakta Bhakya Satya Kari Prabhu Vishwambhar Hasiya Savari Vila Prema Bhakti Vahar. Vishwambhar made the words of his devotees come true. Satya Kari Bhakta Bhakya Satya Kari. He did it true. He made it true. He smiled and awarded the benediction of loving devotional service to everyone. Savari Vila Prema Bhakti Vahar, everyone, take it. Prema. Mahashaya Srinivasa Balina Gosai. Arade Deyava Prema, E Savai Chai. Srivasacharya Narada Muni Mahashaya said, "Oh Gosai, oh Lord, we all want you to give ecstatic love to Mother Sachi." Prabhu Bali Ihana Baliva Srinivas Tanre Nahidimo Prema Bhaktira Vilas. Do not say that, Srivas. I will not give her the enjoyment of ecstatic love of God. Prema Bhakti Vilas Nahi. Vaishnavera Tani Tana Achayaparad Ateva Tanahaila Prema Bhakti Vad. Such he has committed an offense against a Vaishnava. So that is an impediment to her attainment of ecstatic love. When Srivas Pandit saw everyone drowning in a flood Krishna praying, he requested Sri Gaurahari to give ecstatic love to his mother. Mahaprabhu replied, "My mother is an offender to the Vaishnava. There is no possibility of her achieving ecstatic love of God." Mahabhakta Srinivasa Balayara Bhara Ekataya Prabhu Deya Tyaga Se Savara. The eloquent Mahabhakta, the eloquent Srivas spoke again, "Oh Lord, these words will make us leave our bodies." So maybe you'll leave your bodies. Tumi hena putra janra garve avatar tanraki nahiva preme yoga prema yoga adhikar. Mahavis then Shira said, "How can she who gave birth to a son like you not be eligible to achieve ecstatic love of God? You are Prem Purushottam Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. You are the personification and embodiment of Mahabhav, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Surupini, Radharani. And you're not your own mother. Is not, you're giving your Patita Pavan avatar, giving Prem to Jagai and Mother and Bhagai and Dadai and everybody. But you're not giving to your own mother. What? The mother from whose womb you are directly the personality of God and have appeared is not eligible to achieve ecstatic love of God? Such words of yours will certainly drive the devotees to give up their bodies." Vrindavana says, "The mother of Vasundara is the mother of the universe. Everyone sincerely requested love for her so that she would become inclined towards the Lord's service. Sabara Jivana Aya Ai Jagatara Mata Maya Chari Prabhu Tane Hao Bhakti Data." Mother Shachi is the life of everyone. She's a Jivan and the mother of the universe. Srivas appealed, "Oh Lord, give up your Maya, your illusion, and bestow bhakti on her." "To me, Janra Putra Prabhu, Se Sarajanani, Putrastani Mayaraki, Aparadagani." "Oh Lord, oh Prabhu, you are her son after all, Putra. She is the mother of everyone, Sarvajanani. Can the son ever consider the offense of his own mother?" "Jadi e jadiva Vaishnavstani Takeyapara Tatapiha Kandaya Kara Prasad." "Even if Shachi committed an offense against a Vaishnava, be merciful and destroy and remove her offense." Prabhu Bali Upadesha kahite ne pari, Vaishnava pararami kandarite nari. I can give instructions, but I am unable to destroy an offense against a Vaishnava. It is true that I can instruct everyone about devotional service, but I am never, under any condition, able to deliver one who has offended a Vaishnava out of envy. Jai Vaishnava Stani Aparada Hayajar Punase Ikshamile Natsekuche Nayar. If one offends a Vaishnava, the offense can be excused only by that Vaishnava and no one else. Only the Vaishnava who has been offended can excuse the offender, as with the case of Durvasa Muni and the King Ambarish. Mother Vishnu could not release him or forgive him. Brahma, Shiva, no one. They advised him, return to the offended. If Mother Sachi takes the dust from and waits his feet on her head, then Advaita Prabhu will forgive her offense, I will be able to instruct my mother about Krishna Bhakti. Durvasara aparada ambarishastani tumi jadatarakshaya hailakimani. You know how Durvasa's offense against Ambarish was nullified? Nadarastanite ashe tana aparad. Narashamile hai primera prasad. Shachi has offended Nara. So she can attain ecstatic love only when Nara Advaita forgives her. Advaita charana duli laila matai hai veka prima bhakti amara agyai. Amara agyai. This is my order. If she takes the dust from Advaita's feet on her head, then by my order she will attain ecstatic love of God, prema bhakti. Takane chalila sabe advaitera stane advaitere kahileka sabavivarane. All the devotees went to Advaita and explained everything to him in detail. Shuni Advaita kare shri Vishnu smaran tamara laite cha amara jivan. On hearing them, Advaita remembered Vishnu and asked, Sri Vishnu Smaran, Vishnu, 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 do you want to kill me? Tamara laite amara jiva, you want to take my life? Amara jiva laite, you want to take it? When the devotees went to Advaita and suggested that he forgive Sachimata's offense, he said, wait a minute. I'm committing an offense by listening to your words. We are dependent sons of she who bore the Supreme Lord within her womb. So we can never think that our mother is an offender. Rather than purify myself by taking dust from my mother's feet on my head, you're out to destroy my respect and devotion for my mother? So she's my mother. Janani Garbe Mohara Prabhu Avatar Se Mora Janani Muni Putra Se Tanhar. She from whose womb my Lord Gaura incarnated is my mother and I am her son. Jayaira Charana Duliara Ami Patra Se Aira Prabhavana Jani Tila Matra. I myself am an aspirant for the dust from her feet. Of that mother. I do not even know the least of her glories. I don't even know a sesame seed, a tila matra. I don't even know the measurement, a tila matra, the measurement of a sesame seed of her glories. Vishnu Bhakti Sarupini, Ai Jagan Mata, Tamarava Muke Kene Anahina Kata. She's a mother of the universe and the personification of a devotional service to Vishnu. How can you say such things? The most chaste mother Shachi is directly the personification of devotional service, and therefore it is most unreasonable to speak such rash words. Well, wait, they can't bear all this.
Prakrita shabde o jeva balibek I shabda prabhave tanar dukha nai. If one,
and wait, they continue.
Even if one utters the word ai as a mundane word, by the influence of the word ai, one will be free from all suffering. This word ai means mother in Bengali and also in Marathi.
Mm-hmm.
And Marathi means also. If he's saying that if someone simply utters the word ai, he'll be free from all suffering. Jai Ganga Sei Ai Kishu Bedanai Devaki Ashoda Jai Sei Vasutu Ai. There is no difference between a Ganga and Mother Shachi. In fact, she is non-different from Devaki and Yashoda. Well, that's a fact. Kahite Aira Tatra Acharya Gosai Padila Avishta Haile Haya Vaya Kichunai. While describing the glories of Mother Shachi, Acharya Gosai became overwhelmed and fell unconscious to the ground. Padila Avishta. Avishta means he lost his consciousness. Bhujiya Samaya Ayala Bahire Acharya Charanaduli Lailena Shire. Realizing that her opportunity had come, Mother Shachi came forward and took the duster and waved his feet on her head. Parma Vaishnavi Ai Murti Mati Bhakti Vishambara Garbe Dari Lena Janra Shakti. As the personification of devotional service, Parma Vaishnavi Murti Mati Bhakti. Her intelligence, her discrimination, her intelligence was a very Murti of Bhakti. That's something to pray for. Oh, Mother Sachi, you are your Murti Mati, her conception, her Mati, her idea. As a personification of devotional service, Mother Sachi was an exalted Vaishnavi, Parama Vaishnavi. Sachi had the power to bear Vishwambar within her womb. Dara Shakti. Because Dvaita Prabhu had lost consciousness and fallen on the ground, this is a good opportunity for Mother Sachi to snitch some dust clandestinely. Because he wouldn't allow it any other way. Acharya Charana Duli Laila Jakane Vivale Padila Ai Bayanai Dane. As soon as Mother Sachi took the dust from Advaita's feet on her head, she became overwhelmed and also fell unconscious. So that's dangerous dust. Dangerous dust. Bhaktapada Duli Bhaktapada Jal Bhakta. Which is Bhakta Gupta, was it? Bhakta Bhukta Uchista, I think it's Bhakta Bhukta Uchista. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Teen Mahabal. It's Uchista, but that's not the word they use in the verse. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha. Bhakta Padada. Bhakta Padada. Bhakta Pada Duliyara Bhakta Pada Jal Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Aitina Aitina Mahabal Aitina Seva Haite Krishna Prema Hai Puna Puna Sarva Shastri Fukariya Kai Fukariya Kai Fukariya Kai. Declare it loudly. Fu. The dust from the feet of the pure devotees, Bhakta Pada Duli. The water that washes their feet, Bhakta Padajal, and their Maha Maha Prasad remnants, which means their Harikata and their Prasadam. These three are very powerful. Mahabal, Teen Mahabal. You can't get the Bhukta Vashesh by sitting in your room reading the Bhagavatam or doing your 2020 quiz. Mm-hmm. Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh. Bhuktava Shesh means end, right?
means conclusion, and avishesh means the end of what he's eating. Bhukta means enjoyment. What he's enjoyed, what he's finished and ended and completed is enjoyment. That which means that after he's honored the Mahaprasad, then you take that as Maha Mahaprasad. Maha Maha Mahaprasad. Seva Haite. Aitina Seva. By serving these three, you get Krishna praying. That's not small. That's not a small attainment. She fell unconscious. Jai Jai Hari Bhale Vaishnava Sakal. Anyone Kare Sri Chaitanya Kola. All the Vaishnavas chanted, Jai Jai Hari Hari. Then a tumultuous glorification of Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya, rose among them. Advaitara Bhayanai, Aira Prabhave, Aira Nahika Bhai, Advaita Anubhave, Advaita lost external consciousness by the influence of Mother Sachi. And Mother, because he was glorifying Mother Sachi, then he lost consciousness. And Mother Sachi lost external consciousness by the influence of Advaita. That's pretty interesting. Don hara prabhave done haila vival hari hari dwani kare Vaishnava mandal. There's so many names he describes, the Bhakta Gan, the Vaishnava Gan, Vaishnava mandal. They both became overwhelmed by the influence of each other, and all these similar Vaishnavas chanted the names of Hari. Hari, Hari, Hari. Hase Prabhu Vishwambara Katara Upare Prasanna Haya Prabhu Bale Janire. Lord Vishwambara smiled and he sat there on the throne of Vishnu. Being pleased, the Lord spoke to his mother, Prasanna. Ekane se Vishnu. Ekane se Vishnu Bhakti Haila Tomar Advaitarastane Aparadanayar. Now you have attained devotional service to Vishnu, now you are free from the offense against Advaita. Shimukara Anugraha Shunya Vachan Jaya Jaya Haridwani Haila Takan. When the devotees heard those merciful words from the Lord's mouth, they all chanted Jaya Jaya. Jai Jai. All glories to Lord Hari. Jananira Lakshe Shiksha Guru Bhagavan Karayena Vaishnava Parada Savadan. The Supreme Lord, the instructing spiritual master of all, cautioned everyone about Vaishnava Parada by using his mother as an example. This pastime of Gaurasundara manifested in teaching how Shachi became freed from offense against Advaita. He shows that even the most powerful personality can be deprived of achieving all kinds of good fortune by committing offense against Vaishnava. Shulapani samajari Vaishnavere ninde tatapiya nashapai kahe shastra brinde. Even if someone on the level of Trishul, or what does it say? Shulapani. Shulapani. Shula means Trishul. Pani means hand. Someone is holding a trident in his hand. Shulapani. Even that means another name for Shiva. He blasphemes a devotee, he will soon be destroyed. This is the verdict of all the scriptures. Shastra Vrinda, all the group of Shastras. This is a very much repeated theme by Veda Vyas. He came 5,000 years ago, he wasn't so much preoccupied with Vaishnava Parada and the Srimad Bhagavatam. He goes on and tells the stories, the progress of Bhakti, Karmishra Bhakti, Gyanmishra Bhakti, Shanta Bhakti, Dasya Bhakti, Nanata, Madhurya Bhakti. All the different levels of Bhakti are described to the different archetypal devotees in different cantos. In different realms, different forms of the Lord, from Narayan to Vishnu, Das Avatar, and finally to Ram. And Ayodhya, then the Dwarka Krishna, and Mathura Krishna, and Naman Krishna, all are depicted and described in the pages and chapters of the Bhagavatam. And all different levels of devotees, all the different forms of the Lord, and all the hierarchies of the holy abodes, from Shiva Loka to Indra Loka to Rama Loka. Then all Shivanas, and the Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. It's all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the key.
Now that same Vedavyas comes into Kali Yuga 5,000 years later and says, wait a minute, these guys are really out of it. They're really proud. They're really stupid. They're really attached. They're really envious and greedy and lusty. Other than that, they're all really good, nice guys. Aside from these few faults, they're really good. Kalerdo Shena Devajan Hasti Eka Mahavanan Kirtanadi Vakrishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramrajat. And Kali Yuga is a clear Doshana Devajan. Doshanidhi. Doshanidhi means an ocean of dosh. That doesn't mean some Gujarati, South Indian preparation, Italy and dosha. Doesn't mean a big flat pancake or whatever it is. Some kind of dosha is like a big flat thing. Some kind of like pancake, doesn't it? Skinny pancake. Italy and dosha. Now, dosha means faults, problems, difficulties, obstacles, anarthas, badness. That's Kali Yuga. But there's one good thing, Mahavan. Kirtan, by Krishna Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan, Ji. Jaya.